I mentioned at the start of the show, we're going to be talking about the greater complications that footballers aged 35 years and above experience. The University of Sydney and Royal North Shore Hospital conducted what is said to be the first study to analyse the cardiac knowledge and beliefs of higher-risk amateur football groups. Researchers found cardiac risks to be extremely high among footballers of the master's age, which is 35 years and older, with one in five players experiencing one or more cardiac symptoms. Professor Jeffrey Taylor at the Preventative Cardiology at Sydney Medical School is a practicing cardiologist and senior author of this research paper. He joins me now to discuss the findings. How are you, Jeffrey?
Look, very good, thanks, and thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, no, my pleasure. Just to kick it off, what were some of the most surprising results from the study about the prevalence of heart complications among master players for yourself?
Sure. Look. Firstly, just we did study over 150 people, but
wow.
Just to bring it to the personal sort of level, to see a individual in their 40s, for example, playing a sport they love, football, and then having a cardiac arrest and with a chance of dying during that cardiac arrest, it's a real tragedy, especially when people are doing something that we all know physical activity is a healthy thing for us, for our heart, for all of our body. So the surprising things, well, what you mentioned, that one in five of the people had had a possible cardiac symptom in the previous year, but the disturbing thing was that only one quarter of them saw their doctor about it. So they didn't take it further forward. The second thing was that when we asked our people, and they were fairly educated, over 75% had done tertiary education, half of them were not confident in being able to recognise a heart attack in themselves, and only a third would be confident of recognising a heart attack in someone else. So that's a problem. And then we gave them a hypothetical scenario and said, how would you behave if you did have chest pain while you were playing a game? And half of them said they wouldn't come off straight away, but they would keep playing for 5 to 10 minutes to see if it settled. And some of them actually said they'd just keep on playing until the end of the game or if their performance went down. So these are sort of higher risk situations. Just to tell you a couple of the other points I thought were striking. One is that almost a half of them said that if they thought they were having a heart attack, they would get a mate to drive them to the hospital rather than call for an ambulance. So that again is a concern, because you know, something like a cardiac arrest could happen in the mate's car. Mm. So if you've got an ambulance, then everything's prepared if you have a problem.
Wow, yeah, that's fascinating. You mentioned there, of course, those warning signs and the way people in the study reacted. What exactly, you mentioned chest pain, what are those warning signs that players should look out for when they're
performing? Sure. Well, look, there are some unlucky people where the first symptom they have aware of is that they actually have a heart attack, or they might even have a cardiac arrest. So the unlucky ones. But half of the people get these warning symptoms, and they can be something out of the ordinary. For example, if you're running or jogging, and you can normally do that well, but now you start to feel some chest tightness, or possibly tightness in the throat or jaw, which goes away when you rest. That's a warning symptom. Another one would be more short of breath than normal, if something's sort of changed. Or if you, when you're running or doing exercise, you feel dizzy or feel some rapid heartbeat. So they're sort of like warning ones. They often will go away when you rest. May not be severe. So people would tend to say, well, look, it's not such a severe symptom. It's not such bad pain. I'm not going to pay attention to it.
Yeah, wow. So, I mean, obviously we're talking about, well, in the study you talk about football, and that's the main focus. What other sports increase the cardiac risk? Is it all insurance sports?
That's a very good point. And we studied football for a couple of reasons, one being that it's the most popular masters team sport. But I think our findings really resonate for all other sports, so whether it's rugby or tennis or other team sports. So I think it's relevant, and people should pay attention. The other thing I would say would be that if you see someone, one of your teammates, having these sorts of symptoms, or they're looking pale, not doing so well, don't ignore it, and actually try to sort of push them to seek attention, because denial is one of the common responses. People saying, look, this can't happen to me. I'm not going to sort of, I'm going to hope it goes away.
Well, yeah, I'm not surprised. As sad as it is to say, I guess that's just a human reaction. You don't want to accept the fact that there's something wrong with you.
And also the another sort of aspect is it's a bit macho to say, look, let's just soldier on. We studied women as well as men, and often it's forgotten that heart attacks, heart disease is a leading cause of killer in women as well as men.
Yeah, wow. So, yeah, in terms of preventing, you know, the cardiac arrest, and you know, what are some of the measures you think football clubs can implement to prevent this?
Look, I think it's a good question. I think it's at several levels. I think the first thing is that each person should have a regular GP check, see what their risk factors might be, and try to optimize them as much as they can. The second is to look at organizations like Heart Foundation, our Heart Research Australia here, or Heartbeat of Football. They're three that have good information about recognising heart attack warning symptoms. The third is to do a first aid course. Only a quarter of our people had done a first aid course within the prior 3 years, so do that. And then you'll know about CPR if required. And also, if you are playing at a team sport like football, see that a defibrillator is available at the grounds, and there's a strong push for that to be available. And I suppose the other thing is don't ignore these warning symptoms. And if you're not sure, better to be safe and check in. And if not, sometimes people say, well, it's just me, but it's not. It's also your friends and family that will be affected.
Yeah, definitely. Well, hey, Jeffrey, I've got to say a big thanks for taking the time out of your day to, you know, shed interesting insight into that study. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure. Thanks so much for having us. Thanks.
See you later. That was, of course, Professor Jeffrey Toffler there discussing new research about cardiac risk amongst aging footballers and players in other sports. And, yeah, all the things, you know, you need to be aware of and what you can do to prevent that. Really interesting study there from Jeffrey at the Preventative Cardiology Department in the Sydney Medical School.